So Sprigg's fintech platform was humming along until their read latency started tanking. Riddies and ClickHouse just couldn't keep up.
Yeah, that's the story nobody likes to hear. You pick the tools everyone says are solid, scale them the right way, and then hit a wall that's not about how hard you're trying. It's about what those databases actually do well.
What do you mean by that? Like, isn't Redis basically just fast?
Redis is fast for what it does, but it's in memory and single-threaded at its core. You can shard it, sure, but you're still fighting contention under really heavy concurrent read load. And ClickHouse is built for OLAP, analytical queries, where you're scanning millions of rows, and you don't care about latency on individual requests. Sprigg needed something that could handle millions of individual reads per second, with sub-millisecond response times. Different beast entirely.
So they landed on SillDB. What's the actual pitch there? Just another NoSQL thing, or?
SillDB is Cassandra, basically, but rewritten in C++ instead of Java. That matters more than it sounds. No garbage collector. No JVM pauses. And the whole thing is tuned for throughput and latency under load. It's wire compatible with Cassandra. So if you know that API, you're home. But what made Sprigg's case work is that they had a read-heavy, time-series-ish workload that maps cleanly onto Cassandra's data model.
And they got Fork's latency cut from that swap.
Right. Which sounds like marketing until you think about what that actually means for a fintech app. The difference between 100 milliseconds and 25 milliseconds on a user-facing read is massive. One feels snappy, one feels broken. Pause. But here's the thing, Justy. This only works if your schema fits. Cassandra isn't a relational database. You can't do complex joins. You design around partition keys, and if you get that wrong, the whole thing falls apart.
So this is a if-you-know-what-you're-doing move, not a general upgrade.
Exactly. You need a workload that's write-heavy or read-heavy, but not both in weird ways. You need to be comfortable with eventual consistency instead of acid. And you need the operational chops to run a distributed system. Sprigg probably had that. Most teams don't start there.
Who actually uses this in the wild? Like, what's the market story here?
Time series databases, analytics platforms, high-frequency trading, recommendation engines, places where you're grinding through billions of events and you need predictable latency. There's also a managed version now, so you don't have to run the cluster yourself. That lowers the barrier a bit.
Okay, so adoption barrier is still pretty high. You need to know Cassandra or be willing to learn it. Your schema has to fit, and you're betting on smaller ecosystem than Postgres or even MongoDB.
Yeah, and there's risk in that. Sprigg has the team and the scale to justify it. A startup with 5 engineers and a Postgres database? They should not be thinking about SillaDB. But if you're shipping millions of reads a second and your current database is melting, it's worth looking at. Chuckles. And honestly, the fact that it's Cassandra compatible is huge. It's not like learning a brand new thing from scratch.
So if someone wanted to kick the tires on this, what would they actually do?
Start with their Docker image, or spin up a managed cluster on their cloud offering. Design a schema for whatever your hot read pattern is. Like if you're tracking user events by timestamp and user ID, make that your partition key. Then load some real data and benchmark it against what you're using now. Don't assume the latency gains until you've measured them with your actual queries.
And for someone just tinkering alone?
Set up a local cluster with Docker, grab a time series dataset, stock prices, sensor readings, whatever, and load it in. Run a bunch of concurrent reads against it and measure the latency. Then do the same thing with Postgres or Redis on the same hardware and see where you actually stand. That'll tell you whether SillaDB is even relevant to what you're building.
Right, so it's not magic, it's just really good at a specific job.
Exactly. And knowing when that job is yours is the hard part.
Well, Cody, if you're dealing with a read latency wall and general purpose tools aren't cutting it, Scilab's worth a look. Just make sure your schema actually fits before you commit.